prayer, need to be sober. You know, we need to anticipate. You know, do you anticipate God using you in a strong way this week? I mean, you know, do you want that? You know, it's not, there's so much joy in giving a gift. You know, I mean, the gifts of the Holy Spirit are just, there's so much joy in that. Yeah, it's like my brother. I could just minister to you all night long. You just suck it all up. But you already know the word. And God has given you, I see a teacher inside of you. And God has given you a real laser beam word. Time and time again, I just see you minister. I don't know if you have a pulpit ministry or what it is that you do, but I wouldn't be surprised. Amen? And God has prepared you for that. And you know what? You've walked through fire. You've been through a real, I just see a real refinement that God has placed on your life. You have walked through a refining fire. And you've got out on the other side and you've said, God, you are faithful. You got me through it. You put me on the other side. And now the confidence of God is now being restored into your spirit. And he has given you a specific mission and something specifically to do. And you know what it is. It is deep inside you. But I see, it's like you know there's some, God, there's more in there. I know there's more in there. There's something you've put so down deep inside of me. I got to get it out. And God is going to give you a platform to do that. Amen. And you're going to minister and you're going to see people come to the Lord time and time again. And God says, I'm not going to leave you alone here. I'm going to give you some gifts. Amen. You're going to move in what is called the word of knowledge. It's going to flow like a river out of you, brother. And you're going to touch one after another, after another, after another. And they're going to be amazed. Say, how in the world did you know that? Say, well, God, you God came from the Lord. Amen. And I'll tell you what, you know, you were an ambitious man as a young man. That changed, man. God just did a real work on you. And, you know, your ambition is now totally in the kingdom of God. You've totally sold out. You weren't that way before, but now God has made you that way over a period of years. You know what the truth is. God's going to bless your family. There's restoration that's going to occur. Even now, God's going to bring back people back into the fold. Even you will be amazed. How in the world, God, could you possibly do this? But God says, I will do it because you put it before me. And my word has come to you tonight to confirm that your prayers have been heard. I am confirming to you, I'm going to follow through with what you've told me to do, and I will do it tonight, says the Spirit of God. And it's like God commissions his angels to go out and does that word. Amen. The angels are going to do it. They're going to take care of that and, you know, bring it in. They're going to help you. Amen. God's going to recover you from economic distress that has tweaked you. God is going to just bless you. Amen. So you just know that. Is that your wife there, by the way? Okay. I have to ask sometimes. I've messed up there. She's confirming the word I just gave you through tears. Amen. God's so good. Amen. Hallelujah. I'll come back. I'll come back to her later. Amen. Let me finish my message here. I'll come back. I won't leave you alone. Let you compose yourself. God is so good. So the thing about the breastplate of faith and love as a helmet, these things are protection in order for you and me to sustain the blows that come at us. Because the enemy hits us. And these are like weapons that not weapons, but they're defensive in nature to be able to take on this beating sometimes that the enemy likes to try to give us. It's faith and love to be able to take the blows. It talks about the breastplate of faith. So that's what's the breastplate of faith and love? That's covering what? It's covering your heart. That's covering your heart. Because that's what if he can get to the heart, he can mess you up. Amen. So he's always, you know, so putting on the breastplate of faith and love, you know, protects the heart of the individual, of who you are. That's where all the issues of life come. And always through circumstances such as tragedies and things that other people do to us at times that create storms in their life. I mean, these things can really get at people's hearts sometimes. And they get bitter, you know, because of things that have happened in their lives. And that we have to put it on. They have to put on faith. You know, we have to put on love. You know, and it's love. It's the love of God and love for people. The faith is our general trust in God. And we have to put that on sometimes. You know, when I'm in certain circumstances right now where I have to put on faith. It's not as difficult for me to put on love for people as it used to be. I just love people in general. But when you're in relationship with the Lord, the way he views people
in terms of the gifts of the Holy Spirit, it just opens up things for you because you see, you see as God sees, His thoughts. You see what I'm saying? And when you encounter people, it's not hard to love them because He loves people so intensely. It's beyond our love. It's a supernatural love. It's a love that's piercing. It pierces darkness. It pierces, you know, a person's flaws. It goes right down into what the potential of what God would speak in their life. It lies within them. And so when you love people with the love of God, the words that come out of your mouth will speak to their hearts what He had already placed within them. When words of knowledge come through you, what it does, it speaks into the potential of a person's heart of something that God has already laid within them. And when the word of the Lord comes through you to them in that love, it brings the power of activation in their life, and they become that very thing. Why? Because He watches over His word to perform it, of the word that He's already laid within them, and it brings activation. That's what brings it to pass. And I've seen it work every time. It's without, it never fails. Love never fails. And so you have to put it on to be able to take the blows, because people will, God, the enemy will use people in your life to try to take you out. You know, and then sometimes these are subtle little things. That person that irritates you or whatever it might be. We can't afford, saints, you cannot afford to not love people. Jesus commands us to love one another. I mean, my goodness, He sat there on the cross and took all those beatings and all that stuff. He didn't deserve any of that. And yet He gets up there and he even says, I could call legions of angels down here right now and wipe it all out. And that's the end of humanity. But He didn't do that. He said, God, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. And so we have to put that on. This is what protects us, protects your heart. And I like the helmet, the hope of salvation. The helmet preserves our brain. It keeps us from miscalculating the dangers in life so that we don't fall into despair. So the benefits of putting this armor on is we can come out of situations in life unhurt. That's the why we got to put it on. But to protect the brain, I'm so thankful I have one. Amen. I mean, so many times, you know, when you're getting attacked in specific ways and trying to get to your brain, this helmet protects us so that you don't miscalculate. How many times I could have, you know, have I overreacted in situations because my brain decided to take control and I miscalculated and it blew up right back in my face? You know, and it was okay that I went through that, I guess, because the Holy Spirit wanted to teach me something, you know, but God wants to protect your brain. So you got to put that on, that helmet. And so you're sensitive to life because you realize that you got this word within you. You realize that God's going to bring this stuff into your life and He's going to bring things to pass. He's going to use you and you become a threat to the enemy. Because there are people that are so blind right now out there in the world, and you're the one that is carrying the light. You're the one that's sober. You're the one that brings life into a person's, a life that's in despair. And so the enemy wants to take you out, and so you have to be protected. You have to put this on, and you have to be aware that you're being attacked. You know, you have to be aware of it. You know, and just because things seem smooth in life sometimes, you have to be very careful because the enemy will even use that sometimes against me. You know, well, there's really nothing going on. Everything's smooth. You must be in the complete will of God. And, you know, you just have to be aware sometimes, you know, there's nothing wrong with patting yourself on the back sometimes. You know, you just have to encourage yourself in the Lord. You know, go get up in the morning. I say this all the time, look in the mirror and say, oh, you're good looking. There's nothing wrong with, I mean, do you do that in the morning? Do you do that in the morning? I never hear you say that, but I'm sure you do. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with going in the mirror and say, hey, cooked so good this morning. My goodness, if you get any cuter, I just don't know what I'm going to do. You know, that's not a conceited thing because you're not conceited. You're encouraging yourself just a little bit. because you got something else trying to tear you down all the time. Instead of looking at us, oh, wow, gosh, gravity sure is in effect today. I can remember a time when, you know, gravity wasn't affecting you. We just so much going on with trying to get at our brain that we have to start to realize it. That some of these things are subtle, but that's how the enemy works. He's very subtle. You think that God would not say you're beautiful? He created you. You know, now he realizes that this body is not redeemed. It's not in its original created state. When he created Adam, he was perfect. He wasn't created to die. He was created to live forever. And it was, and through the deception and the fall, but God's restoring everything back to the way it was in the Garden of Eden. If you read the Bible all the way to the end, it would say a new heaven, a new earth,
amen,
new bodies. I mean, what can a glorified body do? I mean, can't even imagine that. I mean, just that alone is a good thing to just sit there and read about a lot in the scripture. My glorified body, what is that? Well, let's see what Jesus' body was like. You know, I mean, we're not Jesus, we're not God, but we're created in his image. And it says that when we see him, when he returns, we shall what? Be like him. I mean, I just can't. I am so much looking forward to that day. Everybody's going to have that experience. I'll see you there. You know, we may see his return. We may not ever know, you know, that we may be just transformed. It says in a blinking of an eye. I mean, think of that. I mean, we wouldn't even know what happened to us. We'd be like, boom, all boom, all of a sudden, bam. I mean, like that. And so because we are in the end of the end of days, we have that to look forward to. So we have to be sober right now. Because as I just read, the scripture says that day will not overtake us. Well, let me finish up here. For God has not destined us for wrath, but for obtaining salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, so that whether we are awake or asleep, we will live together with him. Therefore, encourage one another and build up one another just as you are doing. And that's really the focus is you know, being aware of this and allowing the Lord to build each other up. Amen. So I was picking on you earlier, so I have to give you a word now. Amen. God's so good. Don't have to, but I decide I will do that. Amen. God's so good. I just want to give you a word of encouragement. You know, your life is, your ministry is like a bud right now. You know, it's like, it's there, and I see this, the water of the Lord, you know, coming on your life and really giving you an understanding. When I talk about being woken morning by morning, you're going to start to hear the Lord's voice within your own spirit, okay? And it comes in the form of a thought, but these thoughts are just a little bit louder than our normal thought. And you're going to be very much aware of that. It's not that he doesn't yell at us. You know what I'm saying? It's a still small voice, but it's a different voice than our voice. And it's a different voice than the enemy's voice. And so God is really going to be instructing and leading and teaching you to be able to discern between your will and his will. You know, my will, for example, I would go into a competition. I was a coach, and I would sit there and pray, Lord, are we going to win today? You know, and I would sit there and thought I heard him say, we were going to win. Oh, we're going to win. We're going to win. But my will was so much wanted to win that it was louder than his voice that said, no, not today. You know, maybe he didn't say anything to me, but it didn't turn out what I thought it was going to be because I was so tuned in to what I wanted. You know what I'm saying? And God is really going to be instructing you and teaching you in this area. And you're going to have a very fine-tuned ear unto the Lord. You're going to hear his voice, and it's going to change you a lot, and it's going to give you peace. Because right now, he's going to be ministering peace into your life because he wants you to be still. You know, it says that, you know, David talked about this. He said, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High God. And the Lord is going to show you how to get to the secret place. It's a place that I like to go to a lot, you know. We've got a treehouse in the back. Sometimes I'll sneak out back in my treehouse, or sometimes I'll just go take a walk, or it might even be a shower or whatever, but I know how to get to the secret place. That's where it's just me and him, and I develop that relationship where I just want to hear his voice, or I'll bring to him you know, people that I need to be praying for that are, you know, have concerns about, and that, that people that need this or this group or whatever, what it might be, or Scott will put a face before me. Or sometimes it's just a dialogue. I just want to talk to him. But you're going to begin to start to hear his voice in a very, very clear manner. And it's going to give you the direction that you're seeking. And so, you know, you're at a crossroads, you know, do I go this way or do I go that way? You know, and you're very talented, so you could do a lot of things. But there's a specific thing that God wants you to do. You know, obviously, I came from Cincinnati. That's where I'm originally from. And my dad was in real estate, very successful. And I was going to go and follow in his footsteps. But the Lord drew me down here. And so I came at that crossroads, you know, because I graduated from college. What am I going to do here? Am I going to go to into real estate? Or is this pull of to take me into coaching? And to go into what I did as an athlete. I was a diver, you know, springboard diver, did flips and stuff. So I had an opportunity down here in South Carolina to train with a spirit-filled coach who knew a lot about the Lord and had a great transformation. Or am I gonna go and be with my dad, who I love, my dad, and make lots of money, you know? And so there was a real pull, and but God spoke to me. And he said, you know, I'm going to go down to South Carolina. And I'll never forget, I was getting new tires in my car, and I was just praying. And that's where I heard his voice, you know, just kind of speak to me. It was a thought. And so I said, well, you know, I'm going to go ahead and do that. And the thing about it is, when I came down here, the coach that was here wanted me to start a little club team to pay for my living expenses. He didn't even have permission even to do it. He didn't tell me that. You know, so when I show up. And we did get the permission, but you know, there was a lot of faith steps involved in it. And I came down, it got to the point where I was down to my last $50. And I said, Lord, maybe I missed you here, you know. And you know, I did get baptized in the Holy Spirit, so that was one promise that I'll fill you with my power. But I'm down to my last $50. And I'm going, man, I'll never forget, I was coaching that evening. And I go, man, I was just thinking the whole. I was coaching, but I wasn't really doing probably a very good job because I was thinking, man, I'm going to have to go home. I can't survive here. And there was a hailstorm that hit so hard. In fact, it hit the top of the roof. It sounded like the roof was going to be ripped off. And I'm from Ohio, so we had big time tornadoes up there. And so I thought that's what was going on. I'll never forget. I grabbed all the kids and we went into this room and that hail came down really hard. It was a big hail, like golf ball size. And I went out to my car and my car was just demolished. Just like somebody took a hammer all over it. And I'm like, great, this is a sign to go home or whatever. Like, so I'm thinking that. And so I went and the insurance company sent me a $3,000 check. I think it was for $3,000 to fix the car. And I'm like, it was made out to my name. And I'm like, what do I do here? Do I stay or do I go back home? And I was at that crossroads again. And I said, you know what? I think I'm going to stay. And you know what the Lord did? You know how hot it is here right now? Well, all those little dents in my car through the heat sort of pop out of the car. And I'm here today to talk to you. So you're going to hear his voice in this crossroads that you're coming up on. You're going to know which way to go, and you're going to do you'll do the will of the Lord. It doesn't necessarily mean you're a pulpit minister like that, because you know the people that you know, and you're an encourager, and you're a strengthener, and God sends you to silly people. You're going to ministry to silly people, and you know, silly people. I just came out of my mouth. God told me he's going to send me to make-believes. In the shams, that was the first word I got. And I went to a lot of shams and a lot of make-believes over the years. But they're not bad people, they're just a little silly, okay? But you can just have a real, real successful ministry into their lives. I just want to encourage you in Jesus' name. Amen. God's so good. My sister, now that you're not crying, I can talk to you. Amen. God is so good. Don't start crying on me now. I just want to give you encouragement. This word about worry has been a real good lifesaver to you, because you're going to be cured. Amen. In Jesus' name, you're gonna walk out of here, and you're gonna, every time it starts to creep up, you say, "Nope, I remember what that guy said to me. I'm not gonna do this. I refuse that." In Jesus' name, and you know, it doesn't matter what you're feeling. You're just gonna know that it's not something that you have to stand against. Is what I'm trying to say. Because Emmy's tried to build a house, and it's over a period of time. You're a woman of faith. You love the Lord. You really do, and you've given up a lot. You really have. You've sacrificed. Talk about sacrifice. You know, sacrifice is really. It's one of the highest forms of love that there is. And you've had to sacrifice, and you have loved, and you've had to stand with people who just, I'm not going to say more. And you've stood, and God has turned them and is going to turn more. But just be encouraged that your words that were really the words of the Lord cannot return to him void. And your words of advice, and even though they came out with a force, they were still rooted in what? In love. So just know that, okay? And, you know, it's like, you know, and sometimes we have to speak into people's lives, and sometimes we have to say things, and sometimes we have to give them a piece of our mind. Amen? But it always is done in love. And just know that was your motivation. And because you risked a lot to sacrifice, God is going to honor that. You're going to see God move. Amen? I just want to encourage you. I see your ministry really develop and mirror in the reign of healing. You know, God says he wants to move in healing through you. And so you're going to be coming across some sick people. So just know that your prayers, you know, he's in that prayer. He's in that. Just go ahead and be faithful and just lay your hands on the sick. I'm not the healer. Amen. He's the healer. But he did say lay hands on the sick and they'll recover. Those that believe, these signs shall follow. And sometimes I'll pray for people. I'll walk away. I don't want to see if there's results. It's not up to me. When I bring a word, if it's him, it's going to happen. If it's not him, it's not going to happen. But it will be him because he is in your life. And those people that are sick, you know, you're going to see some dramatic healings in the days to come. So just be encouraged in Jesus' name. God is so good. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God is so good. You know, God's giving you a really creative gift. Green pants. You got green pants, right? There's a real creativity inside. She is an artist, you know. You remind me a little bit of my wife. She's very creative, and God just really gifted her in that arena. And there's a business that God is going to be breathing to you, and he's going to anoint it. It's anointed. It's him. Just know that it's him. And even though there might be some difficulties and some, you know, some hurdles and stuff like that, God will give you the perseverance and the favor to be able to get through those hoops where God's just going to just really bless it. And I just want to encourage you in Jesus' name. That was his idea, by the way. And he breathed it. And you're following through with it. And so just know, as I talked about how the enemy sometimes tries to downcast us and tries to kind of put us down and oppress us. And I see an enemy try to attack you. And you're good at shaking things off. And you have powers of denial like I do. And you know, you're able to just kind of shove it away. But God's going to give you the ability to be able to deal with it. You know what I mean? Where you can really confront. And that is something you don't like to do. But God says, I'm calling you to confront. Amen? And you confront the enemy. You know what I'm saying? Confront him on his terms. You know what I'm saying? Where you take him and say, well, you know what? You're coming at me trying to create some worry and doubt and this isn't going to happen. Let me tell you about your future. You just open up the Bible, okay? And just read that. He will leave, believe me. When you start, it is written, it is written, it is written, you confront him, you know, because when he starts coming at you like that, you come back at him and you push back because God wants to teach you how to war. I mean, he wants you to war because you love much. He wants to strangle that out of you. You know how to love people. You know how to forgive. You've had to walk through some tough times, okay? But the enemy wants to just really he is afraid of you. That creativity, that love, that gift that God has given you. You're just like you're a spark of life. When you come into a room, you light it up. You really do. People love to see you. You got favor with people too. And all that is just the Lord around you. And he is really going to use you in the days to come to really, really bring a lot of people in the kingdom of God. Because there's a little evangelist inside of you that's about to roar in a great way. But God is making, that's why this business is so important. Because it's a platform for him to use to reach out to people. Amen. I don't know what it is that you're doing. God has given me the specifics, but I just see it in the spirit. Amen. God's so good. God bless you. Amen. God is so good. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Like Abraham back there with the beard. Amen. That's so good. You know, when you smile, I can tell you that you're these guys are just related. You know, you got that same, that eyes. You know, you got pretty eyes, and don't take that the wrong way. But I just want to encourage you. Amen. God is really, you know, He's given you such a wisdom. Such, you know, why is it that you were the guy that always there's conflict, but you have to bring people together and at peace? You are the glue. You know, that's just your minute. I'm sorry. It's not going to end. It's going to increase. Because that, for whatever reason, blessed are the peacemakers. And that is exactly your ministry. You can bring peace to chaos. In the most difficult situation, God says, I'm going to give you a gift tonight. I'm going to put in your hands the power to bring peace into a situation that you have been on your knees for quite some time. I see, you're like the guy that's knocking on the door. God, gotta do it now. Can't, you know, just like pounding on the door. You know, the guy that keeps knocking on the door for his friend. It's not even bread for him. It's bread for somebody else. And I just really see an intercession inside you over a situation where you just need some bread and you want to bring life. And you know that God is the only one that can do this thing. I mean, it's supernatural. And just know this, that you got it. You have it. You have got it in you, and God will do it. Because, you know, I could give advice to somebody, and it would be just like, yeah, it's good advice. That's good, solid advice, right out of the Word of God. And they'll just, you know, I'll tell it to them, and they'll listen to it, and kind of, but the Word of the Lord is different. When the Word of the Lord comes, it doesn't matter what that person says or does, or even he thinks. I mean, do you think that Jonah had any choice? You think he was going on to Nineveh? When God said go to Nineveh, it was going to happen. He couldn't, there's no way in the world he wasn't going to go to Nineveh. Because it was the Word of the Lord. And you've got the Word of the Lord inside of you. That the bread that you're getting is the Word of the Lord. So once that's delivered, you can walk away and just go play a game of golf. It doesn't matter. Because you delivered it and it's going to happen. And you just, whenever it happens, it happens. It may happen quickly, or it may happen in a week, 2 weeks. You know, God might have to create a Holy Spirit wall around an individual and just cage them in, and that will be enjoyable to you because you can see how God's going to deal with somebody. I kind of like that sometimes because as a coach, I'd see that happen all the time. You know, where somebody would just kind of like, you know, kick it against it and whatever, and I'd bring the Word of the Lord. They thought I was just coaching diving. I was bringing the Word of the Lord, and I'd just sit there and bring it. I'd take a step back. And sure enough, within 3 or 4 weeks, they were right in that Holy Spirit, you know, and there's no way they could get out of it, you know, because it was something that was rooted in me in love. And that's really how God has really made you. You're a deep lover. Now you really are. And just continue doing what you're doing. God is very pleased with you. And I decided I'd tell you that. Amen. Amen. God is so good. I might have even said this to you before. I can't remember sometimes what I say. So if I say a word to you more than once, the same thing, just consider the source. All right, let's stand to our feet. If anybody else has anything that, Lewis, you got anything? Anybody got anything? No, you're good back there? Amen. Amen. We got done a little early tonight. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we just thank you for your presence in this place. Just what a blessing it is to be in your presence. Father, to worship tonight, Lord, and just being in your presence, this was awesome. The testimonies, just the different words have been said. We just thank you so much. And we just give you all the glory. Just ask you, Lord, just to fill up everyone that's gathered here tonight, Lord God. I just ask you right now, Holy Spirit, that you would follow them and just fill them up to overflowing with your Holy Spirit now. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus is Lord. Now, Father, we just give you all the glory and all the honor. And we just thank you, Lord, for what you're about to do. You continue to give us revelation. Those that couldn't be here tonight, Lord God, that are at the conference, Lord, just ask you to bless them, to bless that conference, God, that you'd be there in mighty in your presence. And we just thank you again for everything you've done in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. If you need prayer for anything, we'll be here. to pray.
How about I tell them that if they want to hear their word again, what do they need to listen to?
Oh, yeah, yeah. If you got a word here tonight, everything is recorded. You can go to our website on, just think of thegatheringofsouthcarolina.com. It's TGOSC.com. TGOSC.com. And if you're visiting, if you want to be on our text list, just leave your phone number on a notepad back there. And we can leave the chairs out. The chairs can stay out. So this.
Pray for healing. It's like one piece of my body is getting healed every week, every time.
Okay. Kara. Miss Kara. She's got a healing gift, so I can get her over here. We need to pray for some healing here. Thank you.